Every day is a new world, and it is going to continue to be that way during this period of time. So you do not want to be overly concerned about it. Things turn so quickly and move so quickly in every area of life that you can think of. Some of the changes are good, some of them are less than good, but everything is, the wheel is turning so quickly, you almost need to be a dancer to stay on it in the way that you want to. This, of course, makes it a bit difficult to project your own path into the future. And we all would love to do that, but it is a little like trying to establish a home in an earthquake. You have to wait until the earthquake stops to be able to level the ground to build the home. And that is what we are looking at now. But in this time, we are becoming very proficient at the moment that we are living in. And that is a wonderful thing. It's like to honor the moment that you are living in and to say to yourself, and sometimes this is challenging, I am exactly where I am intended to be in exactly the moment I am intended to be in. And that is almost like an act of faith. It means that you understand that the universe is at work and you cannot control it, but you can honor the moment you are in, and you can honor the energy that you bring to the moment. And there is a thing to think about. Not only am I here in this moment, but I need to be aware of the energy I am bringing to this moment. This has been a point where there is a lot of confusion. Because when you speak of the consciousness of the moment, there are those who choose to say to themselves, then I can never feel what I feel. I can never be depressed. I can never be upset. And that is not true at all. But we are going to point out something to you you may not have thought of before. Let us say you are upset in the moment. And you bring your consciousness to that so that you say, in this moment, I am upset. I am feeling all of this. And this is where I am. And you do that without judgment. You do that without fear. You do that without worry. But in essence, you come to yourself in the moment that you are upset. And what you will find, and it may be surprising, is that if you come to yourself in that moment is going to pass more quickly than it would have if you judged it or pushed it down or made it mean something it probably does not mean at all. So this is a kind of healing we are not used to, because as women, you are disapproving of depression, disapproving of upset, disapproving of anger. And because of that, all of those things are much more difficult to move out of your life. Ironically, an equally challenging thing is to have a moment of great joy and come to yourself and say, in this moment, I am feeling great joy, and allow yourself to be with that moment and even be with it a little longer than you might normally. In the training, of course, just as you were taught to ignore the feeling that might be difficult, you were also taught to ignore the feeling that might be wonderful. There has been so much separation between you and your soul and the things that you feel. And in this time, we want to, what is your phrase? close the gap so that you are able to come to yourself in the present moment with whatever might be there. And so as we are looking at this, we understand the natural resistance because of all of the unfortunate training. But we want to move past that now. And we want to bring the soul and the emotional body and the consciousness together so that we can come to ourselves very quickly and with total acceptance. The thing to avoid here is an opinion about the way you feel. You do not have opinions about what you feel. There is only what you feel and your embrace of that. So if it is something that needs to be released, your embrace, your acknowledgement will help it release. If it is pleasurable, you can feel it deeply before you let it release. So this closing of the gap is a thing that is going to be coming up for all of us. And that is part of what is changing in this time. So much of your response has been determined by the world outside of you. And it was fairly consistent and fairly unpleasant. There were more rules about what you should not feel than there were embraces of what you can feel. And so now we are looking at this and going, oh no, we must bring all of this together. That is absolutely what we need to do. And so as we are doing that in any moment, we want to be able to, as you spoke about earlier, to flex and release, but to know what it is and who you are and where you are in the moment that you are in. Now, what things do we have a hard time releasing? Very often we have a hard time releasing things for which we feel responsible. And that is a challenge, we know. But most of the things for which you feel responsible, you are actually not responsible for. And the things that you are responsible for can be addressed with a right action, even if you do not take a right action in that moment. If something needs to be responded to, you can say to yourself, and I will take care of that tomorrow. But for now, I am going to let all of this move through. I know, and I know all that I need to know. I will be appropriately responsible. But this is a thing, a hint. If you are having trouble releasing something that you believe you are responsible for, it is quite a good idea to take a step back and see if you are really responsible for that. If it will not go away from you, there is a high probability that you are not responsible for it. And what a good thing to know that this is something you need to send to the place or the person with whom it belongs. And that is such a great learning to be able to do that and to be able to say to yourself, if I am hanging on to this, it may not actually be mine. If it were mine, I could respond to it and let it move through. So when you are looking at your life, your feeling life, be sure you keep this in mind. It is when you have things from the past, for instance, That is the place where we sometimes must learn this lesson in the trickiest way. Mistakes we have made in the past, things of the past, if we hang on to them too long, they actually do bad things to us. The hanging on, is not good for us. It does a bad thing to us. The past is a place where you have no power. And so to hang on to the past means you are holding pain for no good reason at all. And hanging on to something means you are still trying to solve it. You cannot solve anything in the past. It must be released. And we understand the difficulty of this, but we want you to be aware of it, because as you move forward, we want you to be free. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, easily. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Choose to release anxiety from your body with your exhale. Choose to release restriction with your exhale. Feel the golden light of the universe above your head. Open the crown. Let the golden light flow into your head, into your third eye. Feel the flow into your throat. Into your heart center. Into your solar plexus. Into your second center. Into your root. And feel the shimmering of the universal energy filling your body, expanding, filling your thoughts, flowing over your shoulders and your back to release burden, flowing into your heart to heal. And feel your whole body become golden. And let that energy move outside of your body to make a field of attraction. Now bring your attention into your heart center and see the beautiful place you have made. You have made for your rest, for your comfort, for your safety. Feel the beauty that you've created and find a place in this garden where water flows, and drink the water to refresh your spirit. Now look around you and see that a path becomes illuminated. And allow yourself to move forward on that path. And as soon as your feet touch the path, know that the path is moving you upward. Everything in this place is for you. The air, the beauty around you, the path itself. And what you breathe in is the universe's gift to you for your wholeness, your completeness. And breathe it in as you move upward. Now come to the place of energy. And you may use this energy to recharge yourself. To fill. To make you more alive. And see that there is a symbol here for you to remember. Let the path take you forward and upward. And come to a place of release. And see that there is a deep well there. And that well will take anything you wish to release from your body, from your mind, from your past. Feel all that you want to release flowing out of you, flowing down into that well. Now know that the well transmutes, can take any energy, no matter how heavy, no matter how painful, and changes it. And see that the well has a bucket. And send the bucket down into the well to bring back up the transmuted form. And allow yourself to know what comes back up. Now let the path move you up. Till you come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind know the gift. When you've known the gift, come back down the path, taking in all of the energy that was sent for you, to fill you, to lighten you, to enrich you, to heal you. Come back into your heart center. Begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.